Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bears fans, Justin Fields will be starting the next game for the Bears. Keep it here as we cover this big news for Bears fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by iParkit Parking App.
Jay Fields is special. He already has a natural aura to himself that, you know, kind of changes the flow of how things go. You know, he's a great kid, humble human being. So when it happened, it was very refreshing to see Jay Fields go and do what he do.
Go Bears!
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That is David Montgomery. Very important player. I'm still concerned that he's going to get himself hurt because he tries so damn hard, but he really is.
What?
He is an inspirational runner. No, I always worry that it's like, I know it's who he is. That's why I asked Sage Rosenfels about it. I know that's who he is, and I know we ask for that, and it's fighting for every inch and every yard until the echo of the whistle. I just keep on saying, it's okay, stop now, it's okay, it's fine, don't get hurt.
Man, if you tell me any time of the preseason that David Montgomery would have a 20-carry game after a reporter asked him, Matt Nagy, is it possible? Is it possible to get David Montgomery 20 carries a game? And then we took it to this crazy place. So then what happens? After a game where they withstand an injury to their starting quarterback, the defense forces four turnovers, three straight interceptions, and everybody's seemingly hunky-dory and Justin Fields to significant playing time. You're concerned about David Montgomery because he did the exact thing we wanted him to do.
I know, but that's just, I'm just being honest about how I feel when he's just like going 1,000% all the time. And even after he's got his yards and now the ninth guy is coming over to try to throw him down. And it really is. It's inspirational football until you're hurt.
I was very, I miscast him, I think, in a way, because originally I said, I don't know that he explodes to the line of scrimmage enough, like finds that offensive line hole quickly enough. But really, he was trying to find the best route.
I agree with you that sometimes he's patient to a fault, that sometimes he's using more moves than he needs to use before he anticipates contact. And maybe it's just because he's been hit so often as a pro that he's just so ready for contact. But sometimes it's, you know, go to open space. Maybe he feels like he's fleeing because he wants to run to contact. But those guys have really short careers.
And it was Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, actually, who kind of like helped me see the light on Montgomery. They talked about how he was doing the best he could. And I realized, I was like, he is.
Yeah.
And we were just seeing the line just not produce for him. And when they overcame the 6-game losing streak, we saw that interior of the line open up more lanes for him. And now we're seeing this come together. And remember he told us that he like learned how to run?
Well, he said he got faster.
Right. But he said he like didn't know how to run properly.
Maybe he did get a little faster. At least Next Gen Stats said he hit his highest actual speed in his career by their measurements. So it's hard to argue with actual measurements.
As much as I was positive about Allen Robinson, especially last season, and maintain it even though he had that drop. Until I see a pattern, I'm not going to go there consistently. I feel the same about David Montgomery. These are bright spots.
So first up, here is Matt Nagy yesterday talking about his depth chart, his focus, and his offense.
When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worried about right now, and Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. I've talked about it this entire time that we're not going to get into that what-if game. We do want to see who's, you know, like when Justin's out here and what he's been doing in practice as a look team, trying to be the best quarterback he can be. That's all we want right now. That's all Andy and Justin want is to be the best they can be. And then there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then. So I don't really want to go there other than just saying that when Andy is healthy, he's our starter.
Sometimes you know, like any coach, you'll do the gamesmanship thing. Why did you tell us today?
Well, I think it's important for really everybody. You know, we sit there and we talk about distractions, and for all of us, you look at for us and where Andy's at, and now we get to just move forward and just play football, practice, have our mindset the right way.
I know it's the same offense, but coming up with stuff that's unique to Justin. And
sure. Well, we've really, Pat, since we've drafted him, you kind of start understanding, okay, big picture of where you're at with him, things that he does well, and then you just kind of see it in training camp. And we were able to really get a feel for the things that we like or don't like with him in training camp and then in the preseason. So now we get together as a staff and we just talk through the things that we think he does well for us. And you got to put everything into play, you know, everything about a first game into play, and be able to give him and our offense the best opportunity possible.
How challenging is it for you and your staff to tailor a game plan for Justin that doesn't give him too much, but also gives you guys enough to encounter all situations?
Yeah, it's not that hard, just because we understand the significance of not giving him too much so he plays slow. So that's where the part is. I mean, we all want Justin to play really well. We want him to go out. We know on the front end there's going to be mistakes. That's going to happen. We understand that. But we got to try to reduce and eliminate those as we go throughout the year when he's going. So I think that for him, when he's out there playing and going, that's real. He's got to be able to do that. And then every time he's there playing, play hard, do your thing, and just be the best quarterback you can be.
Okay. When he says Andy's our starter when he's healthy, that gives him cover. He can say that, but the truth is obvious. You can lose your job due to injury, even though for years people said, oh, you can't lose your job due to injury. Happens all the time. It's happened all the time in the NFL. The number of times been documented. I understand why he's saying that, but the truth is, if Justin Fields balls out, Andy's not the starter ever again. That's over.
Man, I hope so. But there's some promise, you know, that we keep talking about with Matt Nagy and Andy Dalton and Ryan Pace.
I don't know. People have debunked that, about the idea of there being a promise. Because you can't. No coach can put himself in that box.
Are you sure?
You can't. You just can't. You have to say the situation changed. I know I said that the plan was to be the starter, but you're not the starter because this guy's better. I mean, I don't know what Bill Belichick told Drew Bledsoe. But sometimes the next guy up is just better than you are, and your time is done.
Drew Bledsoe had it happen again with Tony Romo.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, actually, now that I think about it, he was injured, and then Romo started to play in the third quarter. And I think he was pulled. Like, Drew was pulled. But at the time, I remember thinking, is this the guy? And I'll still argue that Romo threw way too many interceptions at crucial points in the game and hung people out to dry over the middle. That's another story for another day. The point is, injuries make it happen.
Injuries make it happen. They do. Whether you think they do or not, attrition matters. And Justin Fields is now getting his moment. He's getting to prepare as a starter, and he is meeting the media for the first time yesterday as the starting quarterback of an NFL team.
Justin, what has made you comfortable in the time that you've been on the field so far in the NFL?
I think my teammates, you know, just practicing with them every day, just having them, you know, I think they have a lot of trust in me. So them just, you know, being behind my back and, you know, just having my back and having confidence in me that I'm going to go out there and execute. I think, you know, that's kind of kept me comfortable and kept me, you know, poised and confident. I think me and Coach Nagy, we have a great relationship. So, you know, one of the first things he told me when I got here was, you know, we need to have the best relationship. So, you know, I feel very comfortable going up to his office and talking to him whenever about anything. So it's no different between, you know, when I was a backup to now. So
you've been very respectful of Andy throughout this whole process. But being a competitor, any part in the back of your mind, is any part of you thinking, this is my opportunity to win this job?
I think, you know, every time I go in, I have that mindset. Of course, I'm going to go out there on Sunday and play my best and, of course, just try to come out with the win. And that's my main focus. My main focus isn't, you know, winning the starting job. You know, I think that's going to come with time. So my main focus right now is just to prepare the best I can and, you know, go out Sunday and execute at a high level.
Justin, you've been very vocal about feeling like you belong here and that you were made for this.
Yeah.
How ready are you for this stage and this opportunity?
I think I'm ready. You know, of course, I've been preparing for this moment a long time. So my mindset hasn't changed. I'm still going to play like football and just prepare the best I can, like I said before, and just, you know, get a lot of practice reps in and just study, and, you know, just get more comfortable and more confident with the plays and stuff like that.
Justin, you said after your first two games that it's been a crazy journey for you to get to this point and kind of taking it all in. What does it mean to you to reach this point where you're making a start in the NFL?
I mean, it means a lot. Of course, you know, if you told me, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, that I'd be in this position, I probably wouldn't believe you. But, you know, I think as time went along, I just got more comfortable and kind of, I guess my goals kind of, you know, got bigger and bigger. You know, of course, I'm here. So, of course, around this time last year, I was, of course, had an idea that, you know, I could be in this position right now. So actually seeing myself in this position and being able to get the start on Sunday, it's amazing.
That's Justin Fields. And we'll talk more with Anthony Heron a little bit after 11 o'clock. But I get the sense that that young man should prepare himself for a lot of zone coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm going up, I don't consider myself the greatest football mind in the world, but I think the value of forcing a young quarterback to be patient, to read defenses, the way to attack a zone, you know where the open spots are, and you wait for somebody to sit down there, and it tests the patience. I heard Joe Montana asked about today by Mully and Hall about what advice you would give a quarterback starting his first game, and he said, just be patient. Don't try to do everything all the time. A zone defense tests that. The other thing that zone does is it keeps your eyes on him. When you drop back to your landmark, you're not turning your head and running with guys. You're not getting out the call from behind you, hey, he's running, turn around. Dropping and keeping your eyes up the field helps you respond to the run threat. So I think there's dual value in a very zone-heavy scheme for the Browns.
Well, and I really hope that there's a lot of zone read for Justin Fields. Thusly, for that reason. And we saw the interception last week against the Bengals, and that's a perfect example of him in the zone defense.
But again, if you're running zone read offense,
yeah,
and some of those commits aren't man commits, mm-hmm. that changes the read too. I mean, this there is going to be a chess match going on where this Browns defense, hellacious as they are, talent along the front in general, is the mental game that's going to be played of forcing him to recognize and forcing him to take what's there rather than getting too excited is going to be the real battle.
Yeah, we've made so much about Aaron Donald, and perhaps we're not giving Myles Garrett his due. And Jadeveon Clowney, we probably haven't
Clowney's
talked
about hit or miss, though. Sometimes
but
he's
but
just...
the combination, and we haven't talked about it enough, I don't think, this week. We're too busy focusing on Justin Fields. But I also want to say this before we get there. I really hope that the narrative is different behind the scenes at Halas than it is in front of the media. Because what kind of vote of confidence, at least in Justin Fields' ability and talents, are you giving him, and you're like, oh, he's going to start, but no, Andy Dalton's our guy. That, be encouraging. Be excited for him. Support him.
I guess
you've said the other enough. Even for us, you said the other enough. But this is his start right now. This is his time, and he's a young quarterback. And all you did was talk about Mitch Trubisky's confidence over and over and over into year five. Why can't you give him a little bit of that same respect?
Maybe they don't think he needs it. And you're right, though. It has always been sort of this pathological reflex to always talk about Andy, even when not asked about Andy.
Right. Like,
after he's gone, like at the end of this year, when he's gone, are they still going to answer Justin questions by mentioning Andy? Like, that's been a hallmark of everything from the moment they decided to make this uncomfortable.
And the two are not, I don't think, that connected in this. Like, you're so concerned about Andy, who seems fine, that you have to mention him in every breath that you mention Justin Fields because you decided to draft the dude No, don't handle it this way. Be excited for him publicly. Give him that vote of confidence that you so desperately wanted Mitch Trubisky to have.
When we come back, we are going to hear a story told by Courtney Fong. Courtney was given by Roquan Smith the ball after he scored, and Roquan handed it to him, and he left. And then he said, you know, it's okay, I'll remember it, and I made that fan's year. And Courtney reached out and was like, hey, Roquan, I want to give you your ball back. And they made it happen. So we'll hear all about it from the moment Roquan started running right at him in the end zone to the moment they exchanged stuff up at Halas Hall. He's going to tell his story. He hasn't told it yet. So this is an exclusive for the Bernstein and Rahimi Show on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Burrow looking right, throwing right. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Roquan on his horse. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Pick six. On a house call for Roquan Smith.
You know, I'll just keep the jersey and I'll keep the memory. I'm sure the guy that got the ball, I'm sure he'll enjoy. So, you know, if I can make his day, I'm fine with that.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And I guess he did. And then thanks to the power of Twitter and thanks to the woman to my left, there was a secondary story that occurred with a little bit of amplification and attention and communication, and these things sometimes work out. Joining us now is Courtney Fong. Courtney is on Twitter at Court Fong and is with us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, and is also with us if you want to check him out on Twitch. That is twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hey, Courtney, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I owe all of this to you all, so thank you.
I still can't believe that. That tweet would have gone viral regardless, but we are happy to help amplify. And it's just a great story. You took a picture of the ball. That's how I saw it. And you said, you know, Roquan, I may have made my day, but he made your year. So, of course, I retweeted it because you're trying to get the ball back to him. Tell us about the experience of just seeing him, pretty good seats for you at the Bears game, and then he comes right to you.
Yeah, you know, took a buddy for his wedding present. We bought some special seats because we normally don't sit there. That's not where my season tickets are, so special treat for him and for me, obviously. And you see the play developing. You know, it's 50 yards down the way, and as it's coming, you stand up like, oh, this could happen. He could be coming right here and celebrating. I thought maybe he might want to jump in the stands. I don't know, but we don't do that here, right? So I pulled my arms out, and, you know, thankfully, we locked eyes, and he tossed me the ball. It was a really, really neat experience.
Now, just judging from your little sports room there, we can see the autographed jersey that you got for him hanging behind you. It looks like a collection of either starting lineup figurines or bobbleheads. That looks like, is that an old Wrigley seat there with a bat on it? You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, the season ticket holders, we all got bobbleheads from the Bears, I think maybe 2 years ago. So that was a neat treat, and some other things as well as the Wrigley seat. And that's a Ron Santo bat to my left.
So you go up to Halas Hall. How did the exchange happen? How was everything sort of taken care of?
Right. Well, through Layla and others. I mean, really, like, feel like all of Twitter made this happen. The Bears PR reached out to me, and we were exchanging the texts. And you know, they said that because of the NFL COVID protocols, I wouldn't be able to meet him, but he's got some stuff for me, so come on up. And it was my first time to Halas Hall, so I'm driving it and really trying to take it slow and let it melt and sink in. You know, I go over the speed bumps very slowly just to take everything in, and go in. And Aaron, the AC, the person there, met with me, and they had a whole team. I walked in, and maybe you've seen the videos on ChicagoBears.com and maybe the story that Larry did already. I walk in, and they're all filming me, and they show me what Roquan left for me, and just had a really, really good time. And it was my first time there. What an experience, I think, to be able to do that in a special time as well.
I love the picture you posted on Twitter because you said the ball has been returned. Thank you, Roquan Smith and the Bears, for making another memorable moment. You thanked Adam Hogue and me. We love Adam Hogue, too. He does a great job. And we see that Roquan, in really nice print penmanship, on the number 5 of the 58, said, "To Courtney, thank you for the ball. Bear down." He autographed it. You got gloves. You got a football. What were your impressions of what you got from him?
Oh, I mean, the stuff was just a bonus. I mean, really, I already had the experience. That was like the biggest thing. So having the jersey, which, you know, is amazing. But, you know, they posted on Instagram yesterday a video that he sent to me. And that was just really my favorite part. I mean, you know, people do that. I mean, you have your own cameos, both of you too, right? So those are some of the best things that, you know, it's personalized. It's meant for you. And, you know, the smile on his face when they handed it to him, that was, you know, just made it all worth it. So the stuff behind me is just bonus. I'll put it in a frame one day, and then we'll enjoy it for a long time.
You mentioned you're a season ticket holder. What's the history of your relationship with the Bears? Did you grow up a Bears fan, or did you have season tickets as a family? How long have they been a part of your life?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Chicago on the north side. Went to Lane Tech High School. My stomping grounds up there. And, you know, I was young when the Bears last won the Super Bowl. So that was a long time ago. You know, I remember bits and pieces, but not too much. So prior to the last kind of downturn of our team, I was able to get the season tickets at a pretty reasonable price for us, and have had them for about 4 or 5 years now. Really been enjoying having that availability to go to games without having to worry too much about how to get tickets.
I think the most enjoyable part of the story, Courtney, isn't just the exchange that you and Roquan had. It's been the reaction from all of the fans and just the support and something that people can get behind and cheer and be positive about. What have you appreciated most just from the non-Roquan and Bears team side, the fan side?
Oh, man, so many thoughtful comments, right, that have been out there. And really, there's a lot of people that have reached out that I haven't heard to in a long time that said, hey, and there's one particular gentleman on Reddit reached out, like, I played Little League with Courtney and we went to high school together and I haven't heard from him in 20 plus years. So those are really neat, and just being able to hear from all those people again, and then just the support of everyone else who were trying to make this happen. It seemed like a really group effort.
Ever since Deflategate happened, I always ask people who are in contact with an NFL game ball and a non-K ball, anything remarkable about the texture or the pressure of the ball?
No, nothing remarkable. So nothing there. I think Joe Burrow, rightfully and thankfully, threw the interception. I forgot to thank Joe in my piece as well. So thank you, Joe Burrow, for the interception. Went right into Roquan's hands. You need to start looking off, buddy, or otherwise you're going to be throwing a lot more. Nothing with the ball.
So wait a second. Once you got the ball, did you realize you should give it back, or did you create a little, like a child? I have concerns and questions about the emotion that you probably had while you're trying to figure out what to do with this thing.
No, I wasn't worried about giving it back. I figured if he threw it to me, he knew what he was doing. So, certainly I was enjoying it. You know, never had a football before, so that's a thing, right? So it's not like baseball where you can get it, once a year or whatever, how often you go, but this is really special. So, really enjoy just having it in my hands, and I'm not really sure if I've ever held a real NFL football before.
Yeah, I remember the first time I picked one up on a practice field and just was amazed at how hard it was, because, we grew up, we're playing in alleys and on driveways and stuff, and we never actually get it to standard pressure, and it's no wonder there are so many busted fingers and, sprained fingers and all that for some of these guys. You can only imagine when Justin Fields is throwing the thing 60 miles an hour, what it's like to catch it.
Well, hopefully our receivers will catch it. A few dropped in the end zone last week, so hopefully we do better this week.
And did you know right then you needed to give it back? At what moment did you say, I really would like to get this back to him?
Oh, no, I was excited to bring it home. And, driving home, it took us, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to get home. And when I dropped my friend off at his house, checked my phone finally and had all these messages. Hey, did you see the presser? So and then when I pulled it up on the Bears app, really saw that, oh, hey, he kind of regretted it. And, well, not kind of. He did regret it, but he was so gracious in the way he said it. And, I thought right then that, hey, this is his. He's got to get it back. And it would be the right thing to do. The nonprofit I work at, where I was talking about unlocking potential, everyone should be wanting to do the right thing. And that's that is what I wanted to do after hearing his presser.
Tell us a little bit about your nonprofit.
Yeah, I work for CompTIA. It's a nonprofit association that helps people get jobs in IT. So, Dan, when you're done with radio, if you're done, you can come to us and get some training and certification, and then get a job in IT. That's what we help people do.
That's my family business, Courtney. My dad will already ask me questions about talking to you later.
All right. Awesome. I love it. Thank you.
And Courtney, thanks so much for telling your story with us and for taking time out of your day today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney, and congratulations on a very nice pickup in the game. You get a turnover bucket credit, too.
That is Courtney Fong, Bears fan. Next up, we have the Midday Midway, and I have something real that resembles something from Star Wars.
Shut up. Guess what, Dan Bernstein?
What?
I think your favorite guilty pleasure is back.
I don't even know where this leads, but I am enticed to keep it here for the Midday Midway on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and Rahimi. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
We had our usual conversation with Ian Happ. We heard from some important Bears. We heard the story of Courtney Fong and the football, and plenty of the usual silliness was ours as well.
Dan.
What?
We had breaking news this morning.
We do?
Yes. I'm trying to watch the trailer right now because...
Trailer for what?
Netflix's new releases have just been dropped.
Yeah.
And...
What?
One Joe Exotic is coming back into your life.
He's in jail.
Or should I say, your life.
He's in jail. How can...
So...
Tiger King's back?
Somehow...
His place got sold to her. Didn't Carol Baskin end up with all of his assets?
I don't know the answer to that question.
There was
just
the guy
that...
who took him. There's the Oklahoma guy who wore five jackets at a time and the tight
Jeff
pants.
Jeff something?
Yeah, Jeff Jacket Man.
All right, let me look and up. Did Joe Exotics.
And he tried to get a pardon
ranch.
from Trump.
Jeff Jacket Man.
Jeff Jacket Man. That's
get
the day. He
went, I don't know Carol Baskin.
You're in Oklahoma. Why do you need to wear five jackets?
That is an excellent question. But you know what? Outside right now, like when I walked to work earlier today, because you know I'm from about... 35 minutes south of the Oklahoma-Texas border, that I was like, dang, it's pretty chilly outside. And you know what? I wore a sweatshirt. And then over that, I wore a sweatshirt. So I'm also a participant in this layering process. Did Carol Baskin buy Joe Zoo? Apparently, the answer is yes, according to Vanity Fair. So Carol Baskin does have his property. Now, I did not know that you were such a fan of Tiger King. I kind of did because I saw you and Connor talking about it.
First show I've ever been, and only show I've ever binge-watched.
Are you going to watch season two?
But it's because of quarantine. Like, I had nothing to do all day.
I have things to do, and I think I've got to watch it. Because you know what hooked me is we had heard of the GW... Zoo back when I was working in Southern Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know somebody was on it.
My boss was on Tiger King. The guy who hired me to report sports and news at the time. He was like tossing to a reporter talking about the zoo in Wynnewood. Oh, this is the song, right? Did I say that Jason Aldean also like for Halloween dressed up as Tiger King and like did a whole video? That was a thing. But I don't know that any of us were prepared for somehow them making a season two. But
I guess I have to watch it, right? I mean, I was kind of all... We used to have Patrick Manley on like the next day to give us his thoughts because he was just sort of the self-proclaimed Tiger King expert.
Okay, so there's some more information here because all I saw was a tweet. The Hollywood Reporter. A second edition of Tiger King has long been rumored, and last month the listing for a Tiger King sequel was posted on a Netflix site, drawing headlines, but then it was removed. I feel like I need to read this in my native tongue. Tiger King followed the life of zookeeper and convicted felon Joe Exotic and became a pop culture sensation in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic.
Your Farsi is very good.
Yeah. A Peacock Joe Exotic miniseries starring Saturday Night Live's Kate McKinnon as Exotic is also currently in production. A miniseries? What? I mean, what's going to happen there? But I did see a picture in the Tiger King tweet of his mullet, and the bangs are perfectly cut across, and he's on the phone from jail. And I believe that jail is in McAllister, Oklahoma. I'd have to look. But yeah, so I worked at a station in Sherman, Texas, which also covered Southern Oklahoma. We had 18 counties, Channel 12, First News, because we were first. And yeah, we definitely had some reports here and there from Wynnewood. I did cover their high school football team from time to time. And my boss was on Tiger King. But I think I got to watch it, right?
Yes, I think you do.
Are you going to watch it?
I might.
No, we have to, like, I'm tired of not having some sort of group project other than what, Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Jacket Man, okay.
Yes, I'm tired of us not having a group project.
Okay, we'll do Tiger King.
I think we should do Tiger King season two, but what if it's bad?
Then we'll stop.
Seems too reasonable. Mike Rankin, any thoughts?
I think of it like Making a Murderer. The second go around just wasn't as, you know, intriguing to me. I couldn't get into it as much. But maybe this, because of, you know, sort of behind the scenes been following what's going on. It's been a little louder than Making a Murderer. I might be interested. Yeah, I'm in on that.
All right. That sounds like somewhat of a vote of confidence. Is Ray back there? What does Ray think? Is he a yes, no on Tiger King?
I think Ray was in the Tiger King.
Somebody just tweeted, Layla, you're uncomfortably good at doing that accent. Oh, that was a text. Yeah, because that's my home accent. Like, that's how I sounded.
If I get a vote, I'm all in on Tiger King. Yes, it was one of the few things going on during quarantine. I expect it to be fully terrible, and I'm all in Even if it sucks, I will see it through to the end with you guys.
Okay. Cool. That's loyalty. That's a pact. So I feel like we're doing this.
Until we don't want to anymore.
Race it until the end.
And we have to have some sort of like drinking game incorporated, please.
Uh-oh.
That's how you stay with it.
You know what? I can create something. I can do a little something.
I gotta
stop talking like this because I really try hard not to.
Yeah, you're gonna slip back in. I'm gonna take you now to Oman, where there is a hole in the desert. It is 112 meters deep and it is 30 meters wide. It is just a round hole in the desert. And yes, it looks like the Sarlacc pit from Star Wars.
From Star Wars.
A team of Omani cavers, which sounds like a defensive back. Omani cavers, the Ohio State University.
Really does.
A team of Omani cavers has made what is believed to be the first descent to the bottom of Yemen's fabled Well of Barhut, or Barhut, a natural wonder shunned by many locals. Why?
Because it's dangerous?
They believe it's a prison for genies.
Yes.
They believe it's genie prison.
Wait, where are the good genies? I need to know where they are
They're in the bottle. They're the ones you rub the bottle and they come out and they sound like Robin Williams. The forbidding wall of hell, whose dark round aperture creates a 30-meter wide hole in the desert floor of Yemen's eastern province of Al-Mahra, plunges approximately 367 feet below the surface and, according to some accounts, gives off strange odors. Inside the
Is this a fart joke?
It could be. Any jokes could be a fart joke. You know
Truth.
That. The Oman Cave Exploration Team, or OSET, found snakes, dead animals, and cave pearls, but no signs of the supernatural.
Wait, are those valuable, the pearls?
I don't think they're valuable. Cave pearls are just a usually spherical limestone or like calcium salt thing that forms. It's sort of layers upon layers of calcite. Mm. I don't know if they're valuable or not. I can't answer that. But they went down there, and he said there were snakes. They won't bother you unless you bother him, said Mohammed Al-Kindi, a geology professor at the German University of Technology in Oman. And there is some footage that's available. They collected samples of water, rocks, soil, and some dead animals. So there are some dead birds. That probably created the bad odors, but no overwhelmingly bad smell. Over the centuries, stories have circulated of malign figures known as jinns or genies living in the well, which some regard as the gate of hell. Many residents of the area are uneasy about visiting the vast pit or even talking about it for fear of ill fortune.
Seems reasonable.
Now, the scientists didn't fear, and they went in, and they went down there. They didn't say what kind of snakes, but no genies. Or maybe the genies were hiding. And then when the cavers left, the genies came back in and started doing whatever they do, cards or something.
This is what happens when rumors get out of control. You know that some crazy kids were like, we can't go back there. What's back there? I don't know. So then this is how it happens. And thus a theory is born. Not a scientific theory, just a theory.
There are a lot of people mentioning that, saying that's where Batman was put in jail. The Well of Barhut looks like the prison where Bane put Bruce Wayne. I haven't seen that, so I would take your word for it.
Is it growing? I would be concerned if it were growing. Dang,
I just thought it
looked like quite the...
I just thought it looked like the Sarlacc
pit. Sinkhole there. It's smaller than I thought it was going to be.
It's 30 meters across!
Yeah, but if you're picturing like a movie, it's much larger.
That's 90. Respect 90. That's, you know, that's home to first.
Yeah, that, relatively speaking, given the size of the desert, that's not huge.
No, I would say relative to the rest of the desert, but if you fall into it, bad things are going to happen.
Well, yes. I mean, if I walk across a sidewalk crack the wrong way, bad things happen. And I'm not saying that out of superstition, but out of klutzery. That's not a word, is it?
The 847 texter, someone call Lassie. Got to get those genies out of the well. Throw the genies down the well. Genie prison. I like it.
630 says cave pearls sound like a euphemism for bat droppings. They really do.
Yep.
That sounds like a euphemism for bat droppings. I agree with
that. I just like the idea of Omani cavers and his wife genie prison.
773 says Omani cavers played in the East-West Bowl.
Right. That is the Midday Midway.
We are good, boys!
Are we?
Oh, we are, because Anthony Herron is coming up. We'll get into some nitty-gritty football stuff, some X's and O's, maybe touch on the big college game that's happening on Saturday, get his thoughts on that. But it's Bears, it's Browns, it's Big Ant next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.